and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. We want to welcome a brand new affiliate in California, Lake Shasta, California, KCNR. Thanks to Carl Bott for choosing Auto World, and we look forward to being on his fine radio station for many, many years to come. Coming up here on the broadcast in this hour, we're going to be talking a lot about the recently concluded press days of the Los Angeles International Auto Show with the Director of Programming for AOL Autos, Riley Brennan. We'll talk about some of the cool and rather unusual concept cars, as well as some of the very important production and concept vehicles unveiled at the show, a number of important both world and North American debuts. But, of course, you can also plan on in this hour, we are going to be taking your calls, and we're going to be playing a little bit of trivia, but we're going to kick things off with a look at the world of motorsports, and standing by at the news desk is Jeff Bressler.
Kyle Busch has been named the winner of the 7th annual Economaki Champion of Champions Award, presented by the National Speed Sport News. The NASCAR Nationwide Champion won 20 races in NASCAR's top three National Touring Series, and earned 25 overall stock car victories. Also, Kyle Busch has created Kyle Busch Motorsports, led by veteran crew chief Rick Wren. The NASCAR Camping World Truck Series team will field two full-time trucks in 2010, with Busch and Brian Ickler sharing one, and Tyler Malsom driving the second. The Indy Racing League unveiled its new Road to Indy Driver Development Ladder System. The program begins with the U.S. F2000 National Championship and includes the Star Mazda Championship and the Firestone Indy Lights, with hopes the three tours will produce future Indy car drivers for the Izod Indy Car Series. NASCAR driver Tony Stewart has hired 20-time World of Outlaws champion Steve Kinser to steer his Bass Pro Shops entry in the World of Outlaws Sprint Cup Series. The car will run out of the Steve Kinser Racing Shop and carry the number 11. Meanwhile, Craig Kinser, Steve's son, will wheel the SKR number 11K sprint car. Rumors persist that 7-time world driving champion Michael Schumacher will return to the sport and sign a contract with Mercedes GP early this week. And Steve Addington, crew chief for Kyle Busch at Joe Gibbs Racing for 2 years, has been hired by Penske Racing as the new crew chief for Kurt Busch. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And that report was brought to you by the folks at Stabil. When you store, start with Stabil. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, visit www.goldeagle.com. And by Hotchkiss Performance, is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle, European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net. Well, right now on the program, it's my pleasure to bring forth one of our favorite contributors here to the show. He is a very knowledgeable car guy indeed, the director of programming for AOL Autos. He's also a newlywed guy, and here he is himself, Riley Brennan. Riley, how you doing?
Good evening, Bob. How's it going tonight?
And pretty good, considering we're getting buried in snow here in Boston. How are things in your neck of the woods?
We don't have that much snow here. We have probably about a couple inches on the ground, but I hear you guys really got dumped on this evening.
Yeah, we certainly did. It's finally stopped, but I'd say it's a good 8-9 inches, which is just too much. We were both
right
in L.A. not that long ago, and boy, that weather out there, that was something we could get used to.
Absolutely. It's always fun to go out to L.A., and this year was another reminder of how good the L.A. Auto Show really is. I think, you know, a couple years ago, it was, sort of a second-tier kind of show. You always had some important stuff out there, but it was always on the matter of one or two really important cars. But this year, it was just fantastic. I mean, there were important concept cars, important production cars, and I think really now we can say it's probably the most important show in the United States. And it, that pains me to say because I'm from Detroit and I live in Detroit, but the LA Auto Show is really the place to be.
It really has grown in significance. You're absolutely right, Riley, especially since they've moved the date of the show. We should remind our listeners that it used to be very close to Detroit, and you combine that with some of the factors that have been going down in the Motor City of late. This is one of the main reasons why this show is really starting to take off.
Absolutely, and I really think, I mean, if you think about all the production cars we saw there that are of importance, things like the, you know, the 2011 Chevy Cruze, which is GM's new small car that they want to compete against the Civic, or something like the next generation Hyundai Sonata, or even the Tucson, even had the new V6 Ford Mustang there, the, you know, new Ford Fiesta. There's a ton of stuff, and it was all really fascinating. I think for personally, the car that was most important at the show was probably the new Sonata from Hyundai. It's a car that's in that midsize segment, but I believe it's so big interior-wise that it's classified as a large car by the EPA. And it just looks like a really fantastic design from Hyundai like they've been doing lately. And it's, you know, a car that's going to compete against everything else in that segment that you're familiar with, like the Fusion and the Camry and the Accord, except it's so incredibly designed that it's going to polarize some people. And some people might not like that big front end and the big grille, but a lot of other people will. And I think it's going to be really fascinating to eventually get to drive that car. Did you get a chance to take a look at it, Bob?
Yeah, I sure did. And I agree with you on the styling. It seems like Hyundai is really, you know, stepping out, and you got to, you know, take your hat off to John Krafcek and his crew there. I mean, they certainly have turned out some remarkable products just in the last 2 years alone.
Absolutely. I mean, we always say that product is the most important thing. And, you know, I think Hyundai is a great example of a company that's really pulled itself up by its bootstraps and has made people take notice because simply the product has been really good. It's really well-designed stuff. The quality has come up. And now I think it's safe to say that no one feels embarrassed pulling up to the valet stand in a Hyundai. You know, the lineup has gotten really solid, and that's a huge change from where they were, even to your point, 2-3 years ago. And Krafcek is one of those guys who's a hotshot executive who, I think the way people talk about Bob Lutz now, you know, Krafcek doesn't have that sort of bombastic, you know, image and sort of demeanor right now, but he's got the product know-how. He's going to be in this business for a long time, and you know, it actually wouldn't surprise me if GM was taking a look at him to potentially be their next CEO because he's got that many skills.
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, he's a good listener, too. I remember being on a launch of a Hyundai product like 4 or 5 years ago, and he was riding on the bus with a journalist, and he just happened to be sitting next to me. And, you know, he asked me about, you know, what would you think about a luxury sedan? What would you think about, you know, a coupe S sedan? And, you know, you could tell the guy was really genuinely listening to what, you know, I had to say, just my 2 cents worth. And, you know, he did that with a bunch of people. And you can't say that about all auto executives, Riley.
Absolutely. You can't say that about a lot of executives in general. But I think that you know, that's sort of that critical factor that when you look at people who've been successful, is that they tend to have that I always want to learn perspective, and he's got it.
Absolutely. We'll step aside for some important messages, but we're just in first gear with Riley Brennan, Director of Programming for AOL Autos. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, my 64 GTO is covered through a regular use auto insurer.
Uh-huh.
Give me one good reason to switch to Hagerty.
Okay. We can save you up to 40% a year on premiums. Oh, our coverage is possibly the best in the business. Yeah, we have an in-house claims department. Oh, and we always let you pick the restoration shop.
Okay, I asked for one reason, that's like four.
Sorry, we get a little excited.
You're just piling it on, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
Oh, what a cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! I don't believe it.
What?
Don't you have Stabil when you store?
Well, no.
Don't you know Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do. But...
don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol? Well,
don't you know anything? Oh, when you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 18th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,104.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,135.16, $567.58 for a half ounce, or $283.79 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,135.16, $568.58, or $283.79.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of
1-800-259-9231 to throw to Trivia Question as Riley Brennan, the director of programming from AOL Autos, was talking about the Hyundai Sonata. What was the name of the first Hyundai product sold here in the United States? The year was 1986, and it's a far cry from the products that they're turning out today. But what was that first one? 1-800-259-259-8231. 9231. My producer, Matt, is telling me the correct telephone number, Riley. As you know, I do a variety of radio shows, and when you're overtired, sometimes they all kind of merge together.
It kind of reminds me of going, trying to figure out which hotel room I'm staying in whenever I return to my room at night.
That's
really
right.
For you. Actually, I know the answer to that, and I won't say it, but my cousin had that vehicle, and I think she learned how to drive stick on it and went through three or four different clutches. So it'd be interesting to figure out if someone knows the answer to that 1986 Honda.
Definitely. We'll keep it out there, or folks can email me up at bob@autoworldradio.com, and we'll put the winner's name in a hat for a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Let's touch on some of the other vehicles that you mentioned, important unveils. Let's begin with Ford. The Mustang in V6 configuration has now equaled the Camaro. Pretty decent.
Isn't that crazy? And it's like, you know, usually when we think about the you know, sort of pony car wars, we think about the big, you know, V8s, and certainly there's still a battle going there. But now we have, you know, a battle with the V6 cars, because now the manufacturers are trying to focus on efficiency. And when the Camaro came out with a really impressive fuel mileage as well as horsepower, you know, their direct injection V6 has, I think it's 29 miles per gallon on the freeway and 300 horse. And the Mustang, you know, was left in the dust with their V6. So this new V6 from Ford that you can get in the Mustang next year will have over 30 miles per gallon on the freeway and over 300 horsepower. So it's amazing. Now you can get V6 pony cars with really good power, really good efficiency. Who wouldn't love that? I mean, I drove one of these V6 Camaros a couple months ago. I probably wouldn't pick it for myself, but there's really no reason why you should feel bad about driving a V6 Camaro or Mustang now. We used to sort of call them hairdresser's cars. I hope you don't get a bunch of letters now that I just said that, Bob. But they really were kind of junior varsity versions of the V8s, and now these V6 cars are just fantastic. It's really great.
Absolutely. Knocking on the door here, the Mustang of the GT with the currently 315 horsepower, but Ford's got a fix for that. When will we see the V8, the all-new, the 5-liter punched-out version? Is that going to be in Detroit or Chicago, or do you have any idea when they're going to do that?
It's going to be in Detroit, and there was some information that got out over the last couple days about that engine, and Ford was trying to keep it under wraps, but essentially it's going to have, I think it's 412 horsepower, and it's going to be fantastic. I think that they're really looking at, in that segment, those engines are going to be so powerful and so strong, and it really is a great time to be a car enthusiast if you can think of what you can get in a Mustang and a V8. And as a reminder, I mean, those cars are not all that expensive relative to the rest of the market. To be able to get a 400 horsepower car for under $30,000 or just about $30,000 is that's really, really great. That's an incredible value for what you get.
Absolutely. And another important vehicle from the Ford Motor Company, this is a vehicle that's going to slot below the Focus in size. And I was surprised that they had so many kind of tricked out, almost SEMA-like Fiestas on display there in L.A. Do you think that was just a conscious attempt to, you know, reach out to the youth market that no doubt is going to be driven towards this car?
I think so. The new Fiesta is really a sophisticated small car, and that's the problem with small cars in America before Mini launched. I think when Mini launched their Cooper, is that small cars were kind of they didn't have a lot of content in them, and they were basically economy cars for the city, and they were inexpensive. Now the manufacturers have said, well, what if we instead put a lot of stuff in these cars? We'll still, you know, offer them at an attractive price point, like hopefully under 15 grand. And what that will do is, if you're a first-time car buyer, you have a good relationship with us as a company, as opposed to feeling like you got a car that we simply wanted to sell to you really cheaply that we didn't care about. And I think that the examples they had on the floor of the Fiesta were, I mean, really interesting. They had cars that had racing stripes and white wheels and all sorts of stuff inside. And it's the perfect place, Los Angeles, to present, you know, a half dozen of those, because I bet when the public walked in for the public days there at L.A., I bet a ton of people were taking photos of that car, of those cars, because they were gorgeous.
Let's talk about the Cruze. This is a very important vehicle, as you pointed out, from Chevrolet. I remember when the Cobalt came out, replacing the Cavalier, they said, you know, this was going to be a world-class vehicle. It certainly wasn't. Have they reached that? Have they kind of hit a home run here with the Cruze? What are your thoughts on it so far?
I mean, I think that they will move in a direction like we were talking about with the Fiesta, where, you know, you'll get in the car at the dealership and you'll think, gosh, this is a really good car for, you know, under 15 grand or about 15 grand. But I think that the Cruze, the styling on it is a little bit odd. I'm willing to, you know, give it a year to soak in. But, you know, when you look at the Fiesta, it kind of has a lot of attractive qualities right out of the box. And it's not hard to get 8-9 people in a room out of 10 to agree that the Fiesta is attractive. Whereas I think the Cruze has some strange character lines. And I think, you know, maybe they're going for a different demographic with that. But I'm not entirely in love with the styling. I do think that the kind of economy figures they'll have for that car will bring a ton of people into the dealership. Those cars are kind of almost getting to be the point where they're hybrid alternatives, because they're going to have around 40 miles per gallon on the highway, which is incredible in terms of efficiency.
Absolutely. Another important vehicle from General Motors. They're calling it the Halo car now for Cadillac. It's the CTS Coupe, and without question, it's a looker.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I mean, you think about where Cadillac has, you know, how far they've come in 10 years, or even less than 10 years. The CTS Coupe is a beautiful version of the CTS, but it looks so different than the CTS from the side profile that I think it's going to bring more people into the dealerships that maybe didn't even look at the CTS that seriously. And I think it's going to be, it's going to be a really strong offering for them. And GM has, we'll need to bring more people in the dealership now that they've decided to cut all these brands, and they're looking for Cadillac really to grow here over the next couple of years.
It's interesting, the rumor today about Spyker reportedly now wanting to get back into the mix to purchase Saab, but they've already been down that road before. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more GM, we'll talk more LA, and more future car stuff with Riley Brennan from AOL.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
1-800-259-9231. A bunch of folks have called in and emailed, but they don't have the answer right. The question is, what was the first Hyundai product sold here in the U.S.? 1986 was the year. What was the name of the vehicle? Whoever calls in to 800-259-9231 and comes up with the correct answer, we're going to put them at the top of the hat here for the upcoming drawing with Warren Tracy from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Riley Brennan is with us, one of our favorites. He is the programming director for AOL Autos. We're talking all about the recently held press days of the LA Auto Show and some very important introductions there. And, Riley, let's talk about some of the other cars that definitely were important. Speaking of Korean automakers, Kia showed off a new Sorento, and I was chatting with Matt Stone from Motor Trend about it, and he thought the vehicle had a Swedish look to it.
Hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. I think it kind of does. The way that they've been designing cars, I think, reminds me of they're starting to take on their own look, and you would never think to say a number of years ago that, you know, you can really see a kind of beautiful Korean design language. But, you know, between Hyundai and Kia, they're kind of developing that now, where if I see a new concept or a spy shot of a vehicle that comes out, I kind of get a sense of, oh, I think that that's a Kia, because these new character lines they're bringing up are unique to the brands, and they're quite attractive. I don't know if I'd go so far as to say Swedish, but maybe if they included some meatballs, or maybe then I pulled down a Kia table in the back or something like that. But I do think that they're doing a great job. And Kia is kind of, you know, not taking on the luxury cues that Hyundai is. It's staying a little bit more proletariat and a little bit more everyman. And the prices are as well. But I still think that Kia is, you know, in 5 years, we'll talk about Kia, like they're, you know, increasing market share and that they've done such a great job and, you know, they're rocking and rolling, and they're just a huge surprise to me every time I see a new Kia on the road.
Let's talk about some important North American introductions. Supercars from Mercedes-Benz, the SLS, and believe it or not, the on-again, off-again, on-again, off-again project from Lexus is a go with the LFA. A little bit of a head-scratcher, and interesting that they're going to just lease that vehicle.
Yeah, isn't that? I mean, Toyota happens to, I always think that they have the most amazing sense of control, you know, and they control their message. They're very smart about the way they do things in terms of PR and strategy. And who would have ever thought that the LFA, which is this, you know, incredible new flagship supercar, would not be able to be purchased? I mean, the fact that they're going to let you drive it for a serious cost, but then they're going to take it back, it gets them a number of things. It's even more exclusive to know that you won't actually be able to own it and put it on blocks. Well, you could do that, but you just have to turn it in after a couple of years. But they know that that owners and speculators can't end up controlling the way that the cars are sold in the secondary market. So, you know, it's a fascinating strategy. I kind of wish they'd sell them, but, you know, you never know. Maybe they're using this as a little test, and then they'll come out after that period, and maybe they'll sell the cars down the road. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I thought it was an interesting move, a little bit of a head-scratcher, but then again, when you look at the price point of the vehicle and the general economy here today, I mean, Mercedes, I know, came in with their SLS, their kind of retro 300 SL, you know, significantly less expensive than the SLR that it replaces. I'm wondering if they're worrying that, you know, there's enough buyers, enough hand-raisers out there for purchasing that type of vehicle, and maybe offering it in a lease form, you know, will give those high-end executives or entrepreneurs a chance to do the tax write-off. But
could be right about that.
It's
$375,000 is a lot of money in 2009, or even, you know, back in 2006.
Absolutely.
You know, I think it's the way that. I think they're doing this because they looked at the success Audi had with the R8 as that vehicle that all of a sudden, when Audi did the R8, it seemed like the rest of the product seemed to follow suit.
Yeah.
And then Audi came out with, you know, the new S5 and the A5 and the new A4, and it kind of all started around this beautiful R8. And I think that Lexus has the same strategy in the back of their mind, like, we need that one halo vehicle, even if it's out of this world expensive, so that it's an inflection point, and then down the road everybody will say that it really started this new trend of Lexus performance. Because I think they kind of hoped that that would happen with the ISF, but
yeah,
the ISF was never as successful as they told us it was going to be.
No, and we have not seen, you know, a rollout of more F-configured Lexus vehicles, so that could definitely be their strategy. How about the SLS, the retro Mercedes, the first AMG completely built product? Some folks like the styling, some folks have problems with it. What's your thought, Riley?
Well, I mean, I love the way it looks. I think the people, a lot of people didn't like the SLR. To your point, that's the one they did a number of years ago. I thought it looked a little strange. The SLS, and it looks pretty good. I mean, it's a beautiful Mercedes. You've got the doors, they open up, and it's a beautiful classic look. I haven't driven it yet, but every review I've seen from people who have driven the car on the track just say it is unbelievably well done. And to your point about AMG, you know, usually Mercedes would build these cars and AMG would do some tuning to the engines. And this is really the first time that AMG has been able to take over the entire project. And that the perspective I've heard is that they should continue to do more of these things. And, you know, the same way that BMW has their M division, the M group actually does the entire vehicle when they release an M3. And, you know, that clearly is where Mercedes wants to point the AMG group, is that they want to turn over a platform to them and say, you guys, you know, go and build whatever it is, whether it's a full-blown supercar like this or maybe something down in the middle of the Mercedes market like a C-Class down the road. Maybe you could see them doing that. But I think it's beautiful. I think people who say that the SLS is not an attractive vehicle, I think they're smoking something, because we don't get to see cars like this every day. I mean, the long front hood, the wheels to the corners, the proportions are incredible. You know, maybe the interior is a little gaudy, but it's, you know, it's an expensive supercar, so it should have a little flash.
Let's go to Dell, listening in Iowa, KXEL. Dell, can you solve the riddle here? Going back to 1986, what was that first Hyundai product?
Elantra.
The Elantra. Well, close, but no cigar. How about you?
You know what the thing is here, Bob? I'm listening to a different program on whatever.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know which one I'm listening. The question I was listening to was, what color did the Corvette come in?
Well, evidently somebody's running something on tape delay, Del.
Oh.
But we'll have to.
Well, then the Elan. I give up.
It comes close.
With an E.
It starts with an E. We'll give you that.
That much I knew, but.
All right.
The KSCA, or whatever, 1540 is running a different show.
They're running an older show or something. I'll have to get with Dennis and find out what's going there.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in, Del. All right. 800-259-9231. See, it's live radio, Riley. You never know what's going to happen.
That's right. I can, you know, I'll offer a hint if you want to help, help your listeners out. You know, the name of this model happens to be the same program that, unfortunately, a lot of people happen to use at work. It's a Microsoft Office program, if that's the big hint that pushes it over the edge.
Ooh, very good hint. More with Riley Brennan straight ahead. And we leave you with Detroit native Bob Seger.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're live all across North America on the Genesis Communications Network, NRN, and Cable Radio Network Channel 2 in this hour of the broadcast. And Riley Brennan is with us, Director of Programming for AOL Autos. We've got the question out there. Riley gave a very good hint. The first Hyundai sold here in the U.S., 1986, also the name of a program used in many offices, a Microsoft program, 800-259-9231. One more production vehicle to ask you about, then we've got to talk about the Peanut. Let's get your thoughts on the latest from Jaguar, the XJ. We saw it first at Pebble Beach, and I know they unveiled it officially in Europe, but L.A. was the venue here in North America. How do you think this vehicle is going to do?
It's really, I think finally the XJ looks like a car that, you know, that has the cues of both the male and female in mind. I think the previous generation XJ, you know, the long sedan they saw was, it was interesting because it was kind of light on its feet, but it always seemed kind of sparse and it seemed like it wasn't hefty enough for the sort of discerning executive. And I know when I talk to buyers of that type of vehicle that's, you know, around the $90,000 to $100,000 sedan range, it's pretty easy to figure out that most people wanted something that was like an S-Class Mercedes or the 7 Series BMW. But this new XJ has that character with the high belt line. I think it's really attractive, and it looks, in a way, like the, you know, the coupe that they've done and some of the concepts they've done. And I think it's really a great new direction for them. The designer of Jaguar, Ian Callum, is a fantastic car person, and I think he understood that the XJ really needed to grow in a way that that maybe, you know, leaves some Jaguar faithful questioning some of the decisions, like the rear end. I know has been polarizing, but overall, it's a really nice piece.
Well, I got to ask you about, one of the most talked about concept vehicles at the show with a very unusual name, the Peanut. What do you think?
The Peanut. I think that that Honda and the Japanese manufacturers in general have the most interesting names for their concept cars. And the Peanut is, you know, this three-passenger city car that, you know, has a bunch of glass on top. And, you know, didn't have an engine in it, but they said it has, you know, a couple different powertrain configurations. And the reality of it is, I think, you need to have concept cars that are completely off the wall. One, they get people talking. You know, little kids love taking pictures next to them. And I think that they challenge internally, they challenge your design team to think about things that aren't near and dear to the next three or four quarters of your business. And the peanut's a good example of that. We'll never see anything like it for sale. But that being said, it's a useful exercise, and it was pretty fun to, I mean, it's called the peanut. I mean, you cannot love it.
And speaking of unusual names, Volkswagen also showed up an unusual concept vehicle, supposedly the first of a new subline within the Volkswagen brand called Up.
That's right, the Up. And this one is interesting because it's, they're saying this could be what we should expect when the next Beetle comes out. Volkswagen announced that the new Beetle, which is what they call the current one, that the new Beetle will go out of production next year. And all signs point to this Up sort of shape, taking the next Beetle, maybe 2013, that kind of time frame. And I think it's an interesting vehicle, definitely a smaller version of what we expected. Maybe, you know, when people think about the original Beetle, the Up could be really more sort of closer to what that car was, as opposed to the quote-unquote new Beetle, which was so much bigger. It was more like a Volkswagen Golf, and I don't think that the people who love the original Beetle ever fell in love with the quote-unquote new Beetle. So the Up is fascinating, especially, of course, if they could, you know, provide some interesting powertrain options, like maybe a blue diesel or a hybrid or something like that. The Volkswagen people told me on the stand that they actually designed that car a year ago and that they meant to debut it at an earlier auto show. Some things ended up happening, and lo and behold, it showed up at L.A. So there you go.
Interesting. And it looks like we finally have a winner via email here. It's William in South Carolina who has come up with the proper name for the first Hyundai 1986. Of course, it is the Excel. And kudos to Riley. He writes here for the hint.
So, Will, we think about how far, you know, Hyundai's come since the Excel. I mean, that car was, you know, just the side of a golf cart. And, you know, now we have, you know, Hyundais that compete with BMWs. So they've come a long way in 23 years. It's pretty fantastic.
Absolutely. L.A., of course, is known for green vehicles, and GM talked a little bit more about the Volt. Interesting timing, the firing of Fritz Henderson and the mad scramble to get Bob Lutz there to replace him as the keynote speaker. In a lot of ways, I didn't understand, you know, why couldn't they have held off a few days on that and kept the attention on the vehicles? In a way, it kind of tainted the whole affair, so to speak.
I agree. I was on Bob Lutz's flight, and I was leaving Detroit, and I was queuing up to give my boarding pass to the woman checking him out before we got on the flight. And all of a sudden, this guy came in and sort of charged the line and cut in front, and it was Bob Lutz. And he was getting on the flight, first class, and he had a bunch of papers he was looking through, and I thought, God, it's interesting that Bob Lutz would be going out to L.A. because, you know, Fritz Henderson was supposed to deliver the keynote, and by the time I landed, my cell phone was going off saying, Fritz Henderson is no longer the CEO. That's why Lutz is there. And so Lutz delivered this keynote. I think it was very poor timing, to your point. You know, you want to let the cars be the star. And, you know, they had some interesting stuff to show, like the Cruise and like the Volt production car and the CTS Coupe. But the media was pretty focused on the fact that, you know, the largest car company or one of the largest car companies in the world lost its CEO. And, you know, General Motors will have three different CEOs this year, from Rick Wagoner to Fritz to now the interim CEO, Ed Whitaker. And they're looking for a new guy. So, Bob, I think you should get your resume freshened and maybe apply for that one.
Very good. Well, we'll have to sharpen it up a little bit here and throw it into the hat, see what happens. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Volt. You know, the production version is there. Some announcements were made. California first. Are you a little bit disappointed in the operating range, or what do you think?
Yeah, you know, they're saying that you can expect 40 miles out of the batteries, but they did say that's a conservative estimate. So if you have perfect conditions, that you'll be able to get, you know, maybe something closer to 50 or 60, but they wanted to say that the car only gets 40 miles out of the pure charge, just so they don't have egg in their face when the car launches. I think it's probably going to be closer to 50 in real-world conditions. And then, of course, with the way the Volt's designed, it's called a range extender. So after that charge is depleted from the battery, a smaller engine, whether a diesel or a gas, kicks in, and that takes you for as long as you want to go. Not for infinity, but certainly for a long period of time. And then you can charge it when you get back to your house and plug it into the wall. But I think the Volt is a fascinating car. It's going to be so expensive when it goes on sale. They haven't announced the pricing, but it's going to be at least $40,000 from everything we've heard, maybe even more. They're hoping to get a ton of tax incentives for that vehicle. So with the hope that maybe the government can give you $7,500, $8,000 back. But General Motors is going to lose a ton of money on it. But my point is, General Motors loses a ton of money on a lot of stuff. Might as well build a Volt out of it. And I think it's an important car that they need to prove to people that they can be a technology leader. Whether you're talking about Apple or you're talking about any other consumer company, you need to have products that inspire people and show that you're an innovator. And the Volt is a great example of that. And I think it might be the car that finally makes people sit up and notice and say, maybe General Motors is back. Maybe they are building great cars again.
What are you most looking forward to seeing at Detroit, which is just around the bend?
I'm looking forward to seeing a number of things. There's actually a mini concept car that's coming out called the Beachcomber, which I love Mini's brand, and I think that's going to be a fascinating thing to see. There's going to be the new Ford Focus, and that's going to be a world debut. That should be a fantastic car. And I'm hoping that Saab gets saved. We'll see over the next couple days what happens.
Absolutely. Riley, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and Happy New Year. We'll see you in Detroit.
Great. Thanks a lot, Bob. Merry Christmas.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.